Good morning, Indianapolis peoples. It's Saturday, January the 30th, 2016. It's like 7:30. And the sun is rising to the east, and it's actually got that orangey kind of, I don't know, Faygo or sun-kissed or some type of orange soda pop color to it with a little bit of that Hawaiian punch thrown in. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of sad that I'm giving you the names of corporations and their products and not actually the colors, but I'll say like purple and orange and pink and a little bit of green and yellow and blue. So it's a more or less non-terrible sunrise. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. So I was thinking about, you know, starting my own business. Like, I should probably be an entrepreneur. I'm not. I've had people tell me I should be, and then I say, okay, well, what is it you think you're missing in your life? And they don't really know. And I have some ideas. I've thought about going into kind of a general data warehousing, you know, business intelligence consulting or something like that. But at the end of the day, we're not in times, you know, human times, American times. We're not in a period of history that's really auspicious for starting small businesses. I think that's a nice way to put it. I'm not saying there wasn't a recovery summer in 2010 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14 or 15. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm simply saying that I didn't experience it. There is work. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, as a software engineer who doesn't suck, and frankly, these days not sucking means you're pretty good. As a software engineer that doesn't suck, I find work. I have work. I have a good job right now. I'm happy. It is as good as it can be. But I thought about the whole, you know, what if you're going to start your own business? And you know, I get a little bit crazy sometimes when I think about these things, and I'll entertain possibilities that really are not appropriate. But I was thinking, well, what if there was a new angle on pornography? Because the thing about pornography is people just want pornography. And for the most part, finding men and women these days, especially desperate young men and women who simply will, you know, take off their clothes to make some money. I mean, it does seem like we live in a kind of a scary time for the cheapness of human life and whatnot. And I don't want to, like, actually parlay in the cheapness of human existence, but let's just go along for this ride a bit longer. And so I was thinking, yeah, I could do that, but it'd have to be something different. That's the ticket. You can't just do same old pornography. Every variety of porno is out there. And probably what I'm proposing or will propose is already out there in some form, you know, like Gonzo or something. But like, what if you could properly fuse comedy and pornography? Like comedy, like funny comedy, like laugh funny comedy, like absurd funny comedy with porno. And you'd call it pornography. And the thing about pornography, the thing about pornography, other than the uncomfortable name itself, is that it's all about having fun. That's what a pornographic film is about. Yeah, pornography. And people will get the wrong idea. Like, you think corn and cornhole, pornography, it doesn't sound very good. And you know, before I close out this podcast, because really I ought to, this is just terrible, but what's up with this whole Indiana fetish with cornholing? So you guys all, I don't know, some people from Washington State read my blog and they'll say, Dan, what do you mean by cornholing? That sounds like something that, you know, used to be considered maybe homophobic terminology. And it's like, no, listen, it's a real game in Indiana, okay? It's like there's these holes in boards and you have these little sandbags and you throw the little sandbags through the freaking holes, and that's cornholing. More or less. I think you could probably use tiny balls too. But the point is, shoving balls into a hole is the cornholing. And maybe that's what cornography would be. I mean, when you think about it, maybe a cornographic film is just a film of people in Indiana cornholing with each other. And really, people will say, in fact, that's how you advertise these films. You say, the dirty secrets of Indiana people cornholing with each other. And if you put out that advertising and with very little additional explanation, given the general intelligence of most people and their focus of search efforts on Google, it's entirely plausible that people will show up at the theater to see this cornographic film, and really all they're going to see is just a bunch of people, you know, from Indiana cornholing with each other. And it is just cornholing, you know, it is just a game. And isn't life just a game? And isn't sexuality really about domination? And at the end of the day, it's 7:30 on Saturday morning, more or less.